Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Deidre. I need to advise you this call is being monitored for and recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just in the middle of filing my claim with a lady named Tammy when the phones were disconnected.
Okay, that's no problem. We can go ahead and get that finished for you. Can you verify your social?
257-65-4566.
Can you go ahead and repeat that for me so I can make sure I have it correct?
257-65-4566.
Okay. And can you go ahead for me? And there was 275-65-45. Mm-hmm.
257-65-4566.
257-65-4566.
Yes.
And have you ever filed a claim before?
No, ma'am.
No.
Well, it's been years.
Okay, one moment. Can you give me your first name?
Jessica Jackson.
J-E-S-S-I-C-A?
Yes, ma'am.
J-A-C-K-S-O-N?
Uh-huh.
Date of birth?
June 26, 1987.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Have you served active duty in the U.S. Armed Force? And what's the highest level school completed?
12.
What's your mother's maiden name?
Jackson.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
State?
Alabama.
Can you give me the driver's license number?
7800445.
7800445.
Yes.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid.
Yes.
Prepaid card, the prepaid benefits cards.
Direct deposit.
Can you repeat that for me?
Direct deposit.
Okay, now with direct deposit, it has to be a physical bank you can actually walk into, such as Wells Fargo or Regen. It can't be Cash App, Current card, or Chime card.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Okay. Is it a checking or a savings account?
The checking.
Okay, do you have your card information? Your bank account information?
I'm logging into it now to get
Oh.
it.
Okay, whenever you're ready, just start off with the routing number first.
Let me find them. No, I don't want to deposit a check. Account services. I'm sorry, I've never done this before, or much less looked at my account number. Okay, routing number. Are you ready? Hello?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, routing number is 06-31-14-030.
So I have 06-31-14-030. Okay, go ahead with that account number.
8010-00-12-97-135.
Okay, so I have 8010-00-12-97-135.
Yes.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and verify that address?
651 Charmin Road, Lot 29, Five Points, Alabama, 36855.
And that was 5 Point, Alabama, correct?
Yes.
And that was it was 651 Sherman. Keith, Sherman.
No, Sharman.
Sharman. Lot 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in last year?
No.
Is your home address and mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And phone number?
334-476-0344.
I have 334-476-0344.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity When filing UC benefits, you will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1 West Las Vegas Street, 1041
West.
7.
Mm-hmm. 1 West Las Vegas, Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay, which of the following street address in Phoenix City have you ever lived on or been associated to? 1212 12th Place, 706 31st Street, 74 Highway 165, 43 Summerest Drive, or none of the above?
165.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former, currently or been formerly associated to you? Anniston, Montgomery, Valley, or Huntsville?
Valley.
Which of the following streets have you ever, have you never lived on or used as your address? Queenway, 8th Avenue, 66th Street, Pecos Avenue, Southeast.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as an address?
Okay, so it's not Queen Anne, it's not 8th Street. What was the other one?
It was Queenway, 8th Avenue, 66th Street, or Pecos Avenue, or all of the above.
I would say Pecos Avenue.
Okay. Which month was Joyce Hodge born in? February, May,
May.
July?
May.
May, okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you work in any other state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
When was the last day you worked?
February 12th, 2022.
Okay. The 12th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate office for a business?
No.
Are you currently registered for school or attending training?
No.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No.
In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours and days and shift normally work in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless person working your trade occupation will normally work all shifts.
Okay.
Okay. And what is the reason you're not available for all shifts?
Because I have small children.
Okay.
So I guess childcare.
Have you ever applied for receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or are you receiving work or comp due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to work?
20.
70?
20.
17, correct?
No, 20.
Oh, 20. I apologize for that. What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
15.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
February 23rd,
2022. Are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation, pay period, or scheduled company shutdown for no more than two weeks?
I'm guessing that's what it is. We were laid off due to no work.
Okay. And how long are you laid off? That'll be right at 2 weeks. Let's take a look and see.
Yeah, it's like 13 days, 14 days, something like that, 12.
Yes. And what was your job title?
Twisting operator.
Twisting operator?
Yes.
And what did you do there?
I twist yarn.
And what was the name of the company you was working for?
Mohawk.
Mohawk, M-O-H-A-W-K?
Yes, ma'am.
Mohawk, INC?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have their phone number?
It's 334. Hang on. 334-863-8911.
334-863-8911, correct?
Yes.
And when was your first day there?
June 7th, 2021.
And what city is that job performed in?
Roanoke, Alabama.
Can you repeat that for me?
Roanoke, Alabama.
Okay, one moment. And have you received or do you expect to receive the following pay after your last day at work, such as vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld from your federal income tax?
No.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and reset your PIN. Your PIN is 6697.
I'm really writing that down right now.
So the easiest way to remember that is always going to be the last two of your social and the last two of your birth year.
So 6687.
6697.
What's 97? I was born in 87.
Okay, let's make sure everything is answered correct. One moment. Okay, one moment. Okay, so it seems like I put a 9 instead of an 8. One moment, let me correct that information for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 6687.
Okay.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It does not normally take 2 to 3 weeks for everything to process. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effective this week. Since your job attached and have experience recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us.
Okay.
If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or recall date is outside the period covered by unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis or maintain a record of your work in a case your claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar days that begins on Sunday and ends on a Saturday. You must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits. If you're going to call, you can call the 800-752-7389 or if you're doing it by internet, it's labor.alabama.gov. Failure to make
Okay.
A complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Your weekly certification can be made Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on a Friday, but not on a Saturday. Make your first claim either by telephone or internet by next week. You will receive an information booklet be mailed out to you. The booklet just explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Make sure you read all the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed could result in loss of benefits. If you don't receive the booklet or have any question pertaining to that booklet, you can call 800-352-7389. 361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. Now I just wait for the letter in the mail.
Okay, so Jessica Jackson, we completed your claim, and we want to thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.